Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys what is available to watch on your terrestrial TV this week. Now, we had a discussion and we feel that film is far too easy to watch nowadays. There's just way too many options. So Ben has strolled through the TV guides to tell you what you can watch on your TV at home this week. Ben, last week you gave us a British film.
Oh, Room with a View. Room with a View. Went down very well.
The old Valentine special, wasn't it?
Valentine special went down very well. This week, better week for movies this week. Much better week. Some weeks a bit ropey, this a bit better. It's Channel 4. It's Saturday the 26th of Feb. 9 to 11:30 p.m. Perfect watch time. It's a film I watch with the kids. I really like it. Knives Out.
Yeah. Ooh, Colts. Ooh. No, not for you.
You look pained, like you're doing the poo.
Not for me.
What do you mean? Why?
I don't know. For you? Everybody loves it.
Yeah, I think it's great film.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Daniel Craig doing Colonel'd fried chicken accent. I don't know what it is, but I
was a bit surprised by his accent at first, but that's just because I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah. They're making Knives Out too, aren't they? Forks in.
Massive.
You what?
Forks in.
Forks. Such a dad joke.
I know, such a dad joke. And do you know what? It literally just came to my head then.
It's good.
I'm wasted.
So are they making the Knives Out too?
They are.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe, do you know what? Maybe I should watch it because...
You haven't watched it?
No, I have. I have, but I feel like I might have lost interest with it and not found out who the movie was.
Oh, I know what you've done. You've gone on your phone.
I don't know where I watched it. I watched it in a position where I didn't want to watch it or something like that.
She's in it, the brunette girl, Ana de Armas or something, I think she's called. She's very pretty. I went to go watch Bond. She's in Bond also, all right?
Does she play Paloma?
Yes, she plays... Yeah, she's like another agent or something,
yeah,
isn't
plays
she?
Paloma. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, I said to the missus, we go watching this Bond film, and I said, oh, there's a girl in this that's... She's quite good looking. And she went, all right. And she went, who is she? What is it? I say her name, and she went, I'm not sure I know who she is. I went, well, when she comes on...
I'll tell you
who she is. Anyhow, film's ticking along. All of a sudden, she comes on screen, and it's quite clearly fucking her who you have the crush on, because she's very, very beautiful. And I could just see my girlfriend's eyes just turn to me and went, is that her? And I went, yeah, that's her.
Really high voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her, yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised you went with the reveal.
Oh, yeah.
So when's it on, Ben?
It's on Saturday the 26th of Feb. Perfect time. Channel 4. 9 to 11:30 p.m. Knives Out. I do think it's worth a watch.
Yeah.
Mm. It's definitely a good terrestrial watch. Don't watch it with your phone. Sit down and watch it from 9 to 11:30. Very good.
He's doing the sequel. We touched on this, didn't we? Do you know how much he's getting for the
Craig?
Sequel?
Craig? No. Yeah. How much?
$100 million.
What, for Knives Out?
For Knives
and
Out.
And they say footballers are overpaid.
Exactly. He's getting $100 million for Knives Out 2.
The other thing we do in this podcast is we send Ben all over the world in any method of transport he can get his hands on to find out where you guys have been listening to the podcast. Ben, what have we been in this week?
Pedalo this week with the slide, and it hadn't been oiled, so it was squeaky. The pedals were a bit off.
Was it like shaped like an animal? Was it like a swan or a duck pedalo?
No. Basic pedalo. Stairs slide off the back.
That's not a basic pedalo. That's a
deluxe.
Yeah, pedalos that you get at Ponte Park, Kensington Gardens pedalo maybe.
For me, it's just a stand. If I'm doing big sea crossings, that's the kind of pedalo I need.
Yeah.
now we've run into a problem here with our around the world. The numbers are going up. We've got to think a bit bigger now.
Mm.
So. First off, it's a trek. We've been here before. They said hello to me. I've been around so much now, they said hello. Mexico.
You say the numbers are going up.
Yeah, but is that... Am I absolutely talking rubbish here?
This is the thing, Jack. I've listened to the last few episodes. He sets us up. He definitely sets us up.
32.
Hook, line and sinker. I've got the fishing rod out. I've absolutely caught you.
I think the last Mexico we had was like 17, so I'm gonna go like 19.
25.
Oof.
Not bad guesses, boys.
Not bad.
Not bad guesses. Now, I could be throwing a curveball in here. I've got on the pedalo, and then I've had to get the pedalo on land, which doesn't work so well. Lithuania. Have a think. Let it sink in.
Pedalo to the landlocked country.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, it was a rough ride. We haven't been to Lithuania. I don't think we've been there.
Mm. We have. And the last time we went, we had 7.
As if you remember that.
Yeah, unless you've got some kind of amazing country memory. Lithuania, what are you thinking?
Do you know I've got a mate that can memorise number plates? How weird that. Like, sees it once and knows it. It's odd that, isn't it? Sorry. I'm gonna go 7.
Lithuania, Jack?
5.
Oh, okay. You didn't seem very into it there. 15.
All right.
15, Lithuania. Right. Where they filmed Star Wars, Tunisia.
Oh, yeah. Luke's house.
Yeah, Luke. It's actually Luke's house where where we've got these listeners. You know that village where Luke is?
Tatooine. Is it Tatooine?
Yeah. He gets moved from his family there.
Well, how many live in Luke's house? It's 3 in it.
You can count the robots, hey, listen.
All right.
The droids.
4.
I'm not playing games. I'm going 1.
Oh, Coulson. That's shitty, that. It's a game. You're meant to have a guess. 1.
Yes!
He's absolutely... What a prize you've won there.
Get
it. It's like the chase, but better.
So, the other thing we do in this episode is we hear from you guys at home. And this week, we've kind of got a bit of an awkward one. We've got some Sofa Cinema Club news. A bit of an in-house issue, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, it's tricky. We haven't had one of these before.
Is it a complaint?
Well, it's funny that you look confused, Jack, because someone might be the guilty person in question.
Oh, what?
You said that like Craig Tinker there. Well, here we go. It's from Steve Haydock.
Stevie Docks, that name should ring a bell, Jack. Should ring a bell.
Maybe if I read the subject line, where... The bleeding hell is my print. It's been 2.5 years. Smiley face emoji crying with laughter.
I know where they are.
Well, do you?
Let's let Ben finish and then...
Go on.
We'll all say as version of events.
Hello, Sofa Cinema Club lads. I've tried Coulson. I've tried JPS. And now I'm coming to you, Ben Price. Hopefully you'll live up to your reputation of being brilliant. I do, Steve. On the day that Hot Fuzz was released 15 years ago today, I'm here again to remind you of the podcast when I won a print from you guys 2.5 years later. And after a number of complaints to our postie, it's still yet to arrive. 3 crying laughy face emojis. My brother Danny, hi Danny, also takes a lot of pleasure in texting me saying, no sign of the print then, mate, when the letterbox goes. My address, it's his address. I look forward to finally getting my hands on it. Cheers, Stephen. Big fan of the podcast, not a big fan of your delivery service.
So, Stevie Docks won a competition. I remember it happening, yeah? The person in charge of this competition, Ben, was Jack.
Yeah, but why are you giving me this fucking job title of being in charge of this shit? I don't send emails.
Well, we didn't. We haven't done it again. We learnt our lesson 2.5 years later.
Not done it since. But the fact is, I remember Stevie sending me a message on Twitter, of all things, saying, hi, Colson, like, can you chase this up? And I sent it to Jack, and Jack went, I still don't fucking know where they are.
I found them, though.
Found them in COVID when you were cleaning out your pigeonhole.
I found them again. I've lost them since then, but I've found them again.
So where are they now?
They're in the cupboard that we keep passports, batteries, house keys to houses we don't own anymore, an old bit of blue tack, you know, fucking hose pipes, Allen keys, shit like that. They're in a shit cupboard. Everyone's got one, and they're in there. I found them the other day.
So you've got them?
I've got them.
But they're not signed? Or are they signed?
I don't know. I can't remember, but I found them.
Is there a chance you'd be able to get them out that cupboard for Steve?
Yeah.
When?
Whenever, and I can give them to one of you two.
Whoa, hang on. No. It's your job. It's your responsibility.
What do you want me to do?
You have to... It's a thing. They've got a new thing out. It's called post.
Right, okay. I'll post them tomorrow then. If they're signed. Hang on.
That is... There's no chance.
No chance.
There's no chance.
Not a chance in France.
I'll post them tomorrow.
Right, hang on. Hang on. If they're signed, I can post them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing out and I can go
so
to the post
Steve,
office.
So, Steve, it's a bit like... It's a bit like Jack having to eat shit.
Yeah.
On the podcast, you've said, if they're signed, Steve's going to get them.
Well, he'll have them. If they're signed, he'll have them before he's even listening to this podcast.
I'm going to put it out there that I don't think I've ever signed one.
If they're not signed, obviously I can't post them. I can't post them.
And if they're not signed, and you have to bring them to work...
I'm not doing it. I'm not
fairly sure we'll be able to find Stevie Docks some... mugs us a bit of compensation. But Jack, you've still got to post it, and it'll be a more expensive postage charge now if I chuck some mugs in.
Yeah, I hope that's cleared it up for you. I know you had to go...
They're on the way. Just have that in your mind. They're on the way.
You were about to say, have a bit of patience. It's been 2.5 bloody years.
Listen, everyone else is using it as an excuse. COVID. So we're going to use that. That's what we're using. Sorry. COVID.
Funny.
Each week we run a competition where someone at home wins a trip to the cinema on us. And have we got a winner for this week, Ben?
We do have a winner. It's awkward because they're going to the same cinema as the winners from last week.
Ah.
So it's someone else from your neck of the woods.
It's someone else going to Cribb's Causeway. So it's Lauren Oram view Cribb's Causeway down in Bristol. So awkward, she might meet the other winners from last week.
Or it might be her mate. They might have just won 2 trips. I wonder if they know each other.
Do you remember when the lottery came out and that people were convinced that certain places were more lucky than others?
No.
Certain villages got more wins than other places. There we go. View Cribb's Causeway. 2 winners from us. Maybe you should do the lottery. If you're near Cribb's Causeway, do the Euro Millions. You've got a chance.
And if you are going to the cinema, please send us in how your trip to the cinema was so that we can feature it on next week's episode. If you want more Sofa Cinema Club, there is loads more of us available on Patreon. And all you've got to do to get that is go over to www.patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub.
All the W's.
What can people expect to find on Patreon?
There's little videos of us pissing about. That's quite interesting and funny to watch. There's interviews. There's things we talk about, what we get up to in the spare time.
It's an oversell with you, Shepherd.
It is sometimes.
There's an ad-free episode, that's always good. And actually, what is quite good is if you get on there and you put your comments on there, it's easy for us to see them. So people comment and people get little extra snippets from us.
I'm amazed Jack hasn't mentioned this, because this is probably Jack's favourite feature of being a Patreon member. Instagram close friends, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's that little bonus thing where when we're on the Instagram, you get to see little private videos and things that we're getting up to behind the scenes that only the little Patreon. Only the little Patreon members get to see.
You're wasted. You should be in sales. I know, wasted.
Imagine. Send Shepherd in to sell this product.
So it's QVC. Send Shepherd in. He's brilliant at this. Cardigan's brilliant. He'll get rid of all the colours. You watch.
Well, that is just about enough of Jack for this Monday. So if you want more of us, we're back on Thursday where we are reviewing Grease Lightning. Until then, we'll see you on Twitter and Instagram at Sofa Cinema Club. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.